Welcome to episode 1 of Autograph Weekly.
You're now tuned into the most entertaining, informative, and downright kick-ass autograph show that has ever existed. Here's Zane Savage and Double S with Autograph Weekly.
Hey guys, I'm Stacey Schaefer.
And I'm Zane Savage, and you're listening to Autograph Weekly, where we will feed your autograph addiction every week. Guys, this is our new podcast. It's all about autographs. We have so many autograph addicts out there, along with me and Stacy. I know you guys love autographs. We're going to bring you every aspect of the autograph world. You know, TTMs, IPs, the stuff you guys love, the stuff you guys want to hear about, news, content, you name it, we're going to have it. And our goal here, I think, Stacy will agree with me, is to help you guys out, you know, help you build your collection, help you know how things work in the autograph world and the way things are changing. Anything you want to add, Stace?
I totally agree with you there. The main purpose is just to have fun, educate, and just give you guys some insight on what we've done in the hobby and what we plan on doing. Like I said, just have some fun and educate is the key thing here.
Yeah, and you know, I think the whole autograph hobby is about having fun. Once it stops being fun, it's no longer a hobby, it's a job. And I think autograph collecting, obviously, should be a hobby. So that's our goal, is to have fun on this show. We got tons of stuff lined up for you guys, tons of segments we've lined up. It's going to be a great time. But first, if you don't know who we are, let's go ahead and introduce ourselves a little bit. Stacy, tell us a little bit about yourself and what got you into autographs and why you want to do this podcast.
All right. I am Stacy Schaefer. Like I said, I do live here in Iowa. Been collecting for 2 decades off and on. Was pretty heavy into it for quite a while. Took a break and back into it real heavy again the last probably, I'm going to say, 5 to 6 years. My collection is probably got, I'm going to roughly say, between 5 and 6,000 autographs in it. Majority of them are TTM successes through the mail. Like I said, that's just the majority of them. I've bought and stuff in the past, and I'll continue to do that off and on, but my main purpose is the TTM part of it. Couple other things about me real quick. I am known as That Autograph Dude on YouTube and my social media places that we'll discuss later. That moniker came to me, I'm going to say that was probably 4 or 5 years ago. Basically how that happened, I was doing some research and some requests on social media sites, and I think this was back, I mean, this is going to be funny, this was back in MySpace days, actually.
Oh, MySpace. Yeah.
But what happened is sending some messages to some celebrities, musicians, independent musicians, models that have done some work there, and sent to a Mandy Calloway, who at the time was doing some work with Playboy and was doing some other modeling work.
Ding.
So, yeah, exactly. So she gave me information where to send stuff, and basically the response that I did get back was inscribed to That Autograph Dude. So that's kind of how that happened, and I've just kind of stuck with it. Even talked to her a couple times after that about sticking with that moniker, and she thought that was pretty funny. So a couple other things here real quick. I've been published in Beckett. It was actually the Beckett Sports Card Monthly from October 2009. That's issue 295. Did a spread and article in there. Basically, it was called Confessions of an Autograph Hound, that I worked with Chris Olds, who is still with Beckett now, and Tracy Hackler, who was with Beckett at that time, who's now with Panini America. So we worked on that for a couple months, got that article together, and got that off, and then, like I said, it went into the October issue of 2009. So was real happy with that and the response that that had gotten. So.
And Stacey, Stacey sent me the article, right? But
yeah, I did.
I was like, are you kidding me? Because he didn't sign it. You send me an article about all these autographs you collect that was published in Beckett, yet you don't sign the article that you sent me. I'm like, what the heck, man? That's what we do.
Yeah.
But that's okay. I forgive you.
Okay. Yeah, I heard about that for a while. I kind of did that with something else later down the road with a business card that I didn't sign for you either, so.
Well, and a little bit about me. I did a lot of technology stuff with the internet back in 2007, 2008. That's what I was known for. I have moved away from that because I've learned a couple things. Technology is very expensive, and poor people have, you know, trouble reviewing technology when it's so goddamn expensive. And secondly, you know, I'm just not really interested in the technology world. There's so many gurus out there, people that are looking to talk about technology and stuff. They don't need me. I feel like the autograph world needs me. I started collecting probably in 2001, which is 10 years ago. And the reason I started collecting is because of Star Archive, which you guys may know as Star Tiger now. I found that. It was free back then. And I started writing off to people that I knew and loved and getting responses, which amazed me that they would take the time to actually respond to something I wrote to them. And it just got me hooked. And I actually collected autographs for a good 5-6 years after that. Whenever I turned 18 and moved out of my house, I made the vital mistake that so many autograph collectors make. When you're in tough times, don't sell your collection. It's not a good thing. Because 5 years later, you'll look back and say, oh, that was a stupid thing that I did. Because, for one, it's technically you're straying away from a hobby that you supposedly love. And secondly, I know it sounds bad, but that stuff that I sold back then is worth so much more money right now. It is. I mean, I'm just telling the truth. And that's one thing that I do regret. And, you know, I try to talk to every collector when they talk about, well, I want to sell my collection, get out of the hobby. I really think about it, because in a few years, you're going to start to regret that decision. Most everybody does. Anyways, I got into autograph collecting on YouTube about a year ago. Like I said, did technology before. I switched over, and I've had a great following. I've had great people I've talked to. The community on YouTube is great for autograph collecting, guys. If you haven't checked it out, go check it out. You get a lot of support there, and they know what they're talking about. I mean, these people on YouTube have been collecting for 40, 50 years, some of them, and you can't get advice that good from anywhere else other than the people that have been collecting for that long. The old geezers, as I call them. So I started doing the YouTube thing, doing mail days, showing people what I got in the mail from celebrities every day. By the way, I think Stacey talked about it before. TTM stands for through the mail. We're going to say TTM a lot. That's when you write off to celebrities, send them a letter, and they send you something back, usually photos, cards, whatever signed. So I've been doing this YouTube thing, and I really loved it because I can sit here and talk about something that I truly, truly care about, and I can try to help people have the same passion that I do for autographs and have them get excited every day to run to the mailbox and see what's inside. Because that's really, like I said, what it's all about. It's about the joy of collecting. It's about making you happy. And once that stops, game over. So that's a little bit about us. If you didn't know, I know a lot of you guys probably know us from YouTube, but we'll probably have some new listeners coming in. Definitely down the line, so they may come back and listen to this. Next thing we want to talk about, though, is our new project. Inside of our project, yes, this is our main secret project, okay? You found it. Congratulations, we've been hyping up our secret project for a while. It's Autograph Weekly, our amazing podcast. But our project inside of a project is called Project Geek a Week. And you're like, what the heck's Project Geek a Week? Stacey, do you want to tell them exactly what Project Geek a Week is?
All right, I will do that. Project Geek a Week is basically a project that Len Peralta had started, I believe, I'm going to say 2 years ago. What he did, he created a card of a somebody, a geek, basically somebody in technology, somebody just with some geek cred, basically made a card of them and did an interview with them on his podcast. And basically what we're going to do with that, we're going to take the cards. We got 4x6s printed of the cards, and we're going to try to get as many of these signed as possible and keep you posted on that week on a weekly basis, let you know what we get when we get them. We'll have the photos scanned up on the website, which we will get to here in a little bit as well. Anything these else are, you want to add to that?
Yeah, these are amazing-looking cards. Like, they were built to be trading cards. Lynn Peralta, he painted them all for the podcast, and they just look awesome, guys. You'll see what I'm talking about whenever we start posting scans on the website, like Stacy said. We're going to do that weekly so you can see the progression of the project. And I got two sets. Stacy got one set because, you know, I'm smarter than Stacy. I got two sets, so I'd have something else for them to sign. I guess, Stacy, you're sending index cards?
More than likely, or I will have other photos. I have a folder with all the cards saved in them, so if for some reason something gets back or something gets lost, I'll have access to get another card printed out. So we'll be safe on that front.
Cool. So we'll start getting those in, guys. I sent about 30 of them off the last 2 days. So possibly in a week, maybe a few before the next podcast, will be up there from, at least for me. Have you sent any off yet, Stacy?
Only a couple of them, actually. Still working on those. I will probably, it's probably what I'll be doing tonight when we get done with the show tonight, is getting some more of that stuff sent out. So.
Well, I know you probably sent off to my main lady.
Yep, Felicia Day was one of them.
Oh, I love my Felicia Day. Anyways, snap out of that fantasy there. Let's move on from the Geek Week project, guys. We just wanted to tell you guys about it and give you a heads up. That was our secret project. Inside of our secret project is the Geek Week project. Next, we want to kind of give you guys an overview of what we're going to be doing on the show, the different segments that we have lined up. Our first segment, these aren't in really any order. The first thing is Beyond the Signature. Beyond the Signature is a, I guess, text-based or written-based interview process. Do you want to tell them a little bit about that, Stacy?
Yeah, I can do that. Basically, what we're going to do with this is, like Zane said, it's either going to be text or a print or email as well. What we're going to do is we're going to send off a list of, I believe we have, is it 8 or 9 questions?
Yeah, it's around 8, I think.
Then what we're going to do, we're going to send that in with our TTMs that we normally send out on a regular basis and try to get some feedback from the people that we are writing to, get them to answer a few questions. And what we'll do is we'll go ahead and when we get those in, when we have some, we will do that segment on the show and go over the answers and hopefully get some feedback from you guys about what you think about that.
And guys, these questionnaires, they're not, you know, just what's your favorite color? Or, you know, stupid questions like that. These are questions regarding the autograph hobby and how they feel about people asking for multiple autographs and the stuff that, you know, you never hear from the celebrities, okay? All you do is get an autograph back, but you don't actually know how they feel about the whole process. So that's what these questions are. They're not just some generic questionnaire that we're sending out. They're hard-hitting questions that will be interesting to hear an answer from the celebrities that we do get in. So that's a really cool segment. We also have a buddy, Mike, at the Autograph Network. If you're part of the YouTube community, you definitely know who Mike is. He's one of the big wigs, one of the head honchos in the autograph community over at YouTube, and he's going to be doing his own segment, giving you guys some tips on collecting, because Mike's been doing it for a while. He is an old geezer, as I call them, but he knows his stuff, so look forward to that. We're also going to actually have interviews, guys. We're going to talk to some celebrities through Skype and, again, ask them the hard-hitting questions, what you guys don't know about the celebrity side of autographs, which is going to be very interesting to hear from different people. So that's pretty self-explanatory. Interviews and interview. We talk to the person. Not that hard. Next, we're going to have some news about the autograph world. There are some people that sign maybe via venue at a certain time. Maybe I know Daniel Radcliffe is signing right now, and that's big news in the autograph world. We're going to bring stuff to you like that so you don't get lost in the shuffle, don't hear about it. If somebody huge is signing via venue, we're going to bring it up on the podcast to let you guys know so you can get those TTMs out to them, especially if you guys are big fans of them. Also, we're going to let you know about deaths in the TTM community. I know it sounds morbid, but you know, some of those guys who are very good signers are getting up there in age, and if anybody passes away, we definitely want to recognize them, especially if they were a great asset. Don't want to say asset, that sounds like they're a great person to the autograph community, a great you know the people that sign every single time you send something to them. We want to honor those people if they do pass away, so we'll bring those up as they happen. Of course, we're not going to have them every week because people don't die. People die, but not the people we're going to bring up. So moving on, we have TTMer of the Month, which is going to be we're not exactly 100% clear on what that's going to be right now. We'll have more to come on TTMer of the Month soon. But it's going to be a very cool process, and I think you guys are going to really enjoy competing to be TTMer of the Month. They're going to have some perks for the TTMer of the Month, as well as if you're TTMer of the Month, you're going to get coverage on here. And I think we've agreed, Stacy, that we're going to do an interview with the TTMer of the Month. Is that correct?
Yep. Yeah, that's correct. I think that'd be one of the best parts about this segment is just getting some fellow collectors on here. Not to say the celebrities, just the actual collectors. Get them on here for a brief interview, ask them some questions about why they collect, what they collect, and things like that. So I look forward to doing that a lot.
Definitely, because if you're TTMer of the Month, guys, you're going to get coverage, and our viewers are going to go to your channel, because obviously if you put on a good show in the interview, people are going to want to hear more from you, and that's going to benefit you. So that's definitely going to be a cool segment. Next, we're going to have some giveaways, of course. You guys know me if you're an old fan of mine. I'm a big fan of giveaways. I think giveaways bring people in and get them hooked. So definitely look forward to those. We're going to have giveaways on... I know I'm going to have a giveaway on my YouTube channel soon, a big giveaway that's going to be tied into the show, but we're also going to have some giveaways that are just on the show. So you'll have to listen to the show every week to catch those giveaways and those opportunities. I guess we'll just leave it at that. And the last thing is a Q&A mail day, where you guys can write in questions to the show and we'll answer them on air. We already have an email set up for that. What's the email, Stacy?
That is autographweekly@gmail.com.
autographweekly@gmail.com. Creative, I know. So if you guys have any questions regarding the podcast or autograph collecting, especially if you're new to the hobby and you have any questions about the autograph world, we will answer those on the podcast. Just send them in, autographweekly@gmail.com. So those are just some of the segments that we have lined up for you guys we wanted to talk about in this show. I think now we should talk about, Stacy, what the heck did you get in this week? TTM. You go ahead and get started.
Alrighty, this week, this has been actually a pretty slow week for me, not big number-wise this week. I've only gotten in one thing the last 3 days, so pretty slow week. Monday was pretty decent. Go over a couple things here that I've gotten this week. Got in Harry Dean Stanton, who is most famous for being Brett in the movie Alien. Actually signed an Alien DVD cover for me, so that was pretty sweet to get that back. Also, another one, got Taryn Manning back this week, actress that was in 8 Mile, Hustle and Flow, done some recent TV stuff with Sons of Anarchy and Hawaii 5-0. She actually signed 2 4x6 photos for me, and actually got a nice little piece with that as well, which Zane might bring this up too, because we both got the same thing here, which added some information here about how to contact her and how to get a hold of her on the internet, but on the back of it was pretty cool. It was actually some script from the TV show Hawaii 5-0, so that was a pretty neat piece.
And the guys, I don't mean to interrupt you, but that goes to show you, that's one of the reasons that we love this hobby, because you never know what you're going to get in. And Stacy didn't even know he had that until I brought my piece up. I got Taryn in the mail. She signed a Playboy magazine for me, and... it was just awesome. I turned it over, and it was a piece of script from Hawaii 5-0, and I'm like, holy crap. So I brought it up on my stream, and this is why, or on my stream and YouTube, and this is why it's good to connect with fellow TTMers. Stacy's like, well, I got a response from her. I got that same thing. Looked on the back, sure enough, piece of the script just like I had. So it's just really cool, guys. It's really important to be part of the community with your fellow TTMers. Anyways, go ahead, Stacy.
All right, and then the last one I'll go over was actually another DVD cover. I actually almost gave up on getting this back. This was something I sent, I'm going to guess, close to 2 years ago. And actually what I did with this, it's a DVD cover from More Than a Game. If you guys aren't familiar with that, it's the story of LeBron James' high school team at St. Vincent St. Mary's High School. I'd actually contacted most everybody associated with that besides LeBron, which is just going to be nearly impossible to get that. But anyway, got permission to send it to a few people. And the first person I sent it to back then was Willie McGee, which is one of his teammates on the basketball team. And I actually got that back actually probably less than 2 weeks. So I decided when I got back, the next one I was going to send to was actually the coach, who was Coach Drew Joyce. But I sent that back, and, I mean, it's been, like I said, close to 2 years, so I'm almost giving up on that. But Ashley came back on Monday and was signed. He signed it, Coach Drew Joyce, so I was real happy to get that back. So, like I said, if you guys see my video that I'm going to be uploading later today, we'll probably be contacting a couple of those other teammates on Facebook and make sure that it's still okay to send that off and get that signed by as many of them as I can. Like I said, LeBron's going to be tough just because of it's LeBron. But that is pretty much the highlights for my week. And what about you, Zane?
Well, before I get in my stuff, I do want to say, guys, we're big advocates of StarTiger.com. I know I post all my successes on there, all my addresses, all my photos that I scan in. Just a big advocate of sharing information on there because it helps everybody out. With that being said, the stuff I got in this week, I'll start off talking about my Felicia Day, even though I think that was a little bit over a week ago. Guys, I am, what's the word? Obsessed with Felicia Day. She's amazing. Gorgeous.
Just a tad bit.
Just a little bit. And I was so obsessed, like, when I got the package in, which was a test address. Like, I didn't know if it was going to work. It was a private address that I found myself. And when I got it in, I was so excited that I actually kept the envelope because Felicia Day licked it. Yes, I know it's creepy. But I did it anyways, because I'm such a fan of her, dude. I think she's amazing. I have a redhead fetish, I know. It's horrible. Christina Hendricks is another one I'm obsessed with. But she signed 4 photos, really nice of her. It was in silver, which wasn't great for the photos, but because they were kind of silverish anyway, and it kind of blends in with the photo. But not complaining, because it's freaking Felicia Day. Anyway, she's also in Project Geek Week, so I sent off to her again. I know, it's greedy. And we'll get into ethics of sending multiple requests and all that stuff and how the hobby's changing all that stuff. But, yeah, that's one of my favorite returns of all time. But then I did get some really big returns this week also, just overall. Got Peyton Manning in today on Thursday. I've been trying to get Peyton for a while. Everybody knows that Peyton is hit and miss through TTM. Sometimes you just got him on the right day. And probably 5 times I've wrote off to him. And this time it worked, and I got a signed 4x6 from him, so that was really big. And, of course, my biggest TTM success was yesterday. I got Nolan frickin' Ryan. And you're like, what? He doesn't sign TTM. Well, I did a little trick, and not trick. I didn't trick him or anything, but I had a certain way I worked it, and I ended up getting 2 signed Nolan Ryan cards for my top 10 favorites, PC. PC is personal collection. I collect those cards signed, the top 10 favorites cards signed. And it was just huge, guys. I was so excited and shocked that I got them back. It was a Hail Mary. And, again, when you get those successes in, it makes it all worthwhile. It's what the hobby's about, the joy that you get. I try to, you know, sometimes open up my stuff on camera so people can see the look on my face when I open up the stuff and see who it is. Because, you know, it's nice to see that joy on people's face. Doing something they love. So those are just a few of the TTMs I got in this week. Again, if you want to see all the stuff we got in, you can check him out at youtube.com/StacyShafer and me at youtube.com/ZaneSavage. I do daily mail days, and Stacy keeps you up to date on what he gets into. So if you want to see everything we got in, go check those out. Next, guys, we have the TTM of the week. The TTM of the week is a little contest we're holding each week to pick the person that had the best TTM return, the most shocking, the biggest name, however you want to look at it. It's going to be voted on by you, the fans, over at autographweekly.com, which is our website. Everything is right there for you guys on autographweekly.com. You can access all of our projects, all our podcasts, our Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, all that stuff's on there, and including our poll. The poll is on the front page. I think it's on actually every page of the site. And you need to vote on who deserves TTM of the week. Go ahead and tell them who you voted for, Stacy.
My nomination this week is going to be none other than my co-host for getting that Nolan Ryan. So my nomination is for Zane Savage and the Nolan Ryan TTM success this week. And what about you, Zane?
My nomination is Top Shelf TTM on YouTube. He got a Willie McCovey return from the stadium address of the Giants, which is amazing because I've never actually seen a return from McCovey from that address. Maybe one, like years ago. So that shocked the heck out of me, and that's my nomination, guys. Whichever one you think is better, go vote on autographweekly.com. We'll pick a winner, and we haven't decided what we're going to do with the winner yet, but there'll be some perks coming up later. So definitely go check that out at autographweekly.com. It's just on the right there on the main page. Just go vote. And guys, I think that's going to wrap us up for tonight. Basically, what we wanted to do is tell you about what this podcast is about, what we're planning on doing, our whole motivation behind everything, introduce ourselves. Not every podcast is going to be this descriptive of what we're doing here, and it's going to be more about segments and really getting down and dirty into autograph collecting and how it's changing and the ethics and the stuff that you guys really want to hear about. So tune in next week when we'll dive into all that stuff. And have a good time. Go check us out, though, on Facebook. It's facebook.com/autographweekly. Go, I guess, like us there. And follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/autographweekly. Follow us there. And like I said, on YouTube, I'm youtube.com/ZaneSavage. And Stacy is youtube.com/StacyShafer. And like I said, guys, check us out, blah, word jumble, at autographweekly.com, where everything comes together, and if you need a piece of information, it's all there. And the last little bit I have to say is, if you have any questions, send it to us at autographweekly@gmail.com, and we'll answer them on air. Certain ones. That got to be good enough. It can't just be a stupid question. So, yeah, that's all for now. I'm Zane Savage.
And I'm Stacy Schaefer.
We'll see you guys next week.
Thank you for listening to Autograph Weekly. Visit autographweekly.com for news, tips, and contact information.